Good times and great music at 2NUR FM 103.7. G'day, Mark Rogge, for the next couple of hours. And we're taking a look at superannuation today. And it turns out around a third of us are kind of being caught up in the lazy tax on this one as well. Around a third of us have got that set and forget mentality with superannuation. To take us through that today is the money expert and finder, Richard Whitten. Richard, thank you so much for your time. We know that shopping around for pretty much anything gives you the best chance of getting the best return. Superannuation being such a long-term product, we really want that long-term best result outcome, don't we?
Absolutely. It's probably one of the most important decisions you can make, is taking a good look at your super as early as you can and making sure your fund is, yeah, giving you a good return, which means a high performance, you know, annually over 5 years, 10 years. Well, most of us unfortunately don't, but yeah.
That's the trick, isn't it? We'll get to those results in a second. You guys have actually done some analyses on this, and it shows that actually changing over a period of time, over 30 years, can actually mean a huge amount of extra income.
A massive difference. Yeah, even just a 1 percentage point difference from like 6% performance to 7% on your fund. The average person could retire with well over an extra $100,000 in retirement money based on that sort of difference. So, switching or comparing, it really is, because, as you said, super, it's such a long-term investment, a tiny difference in fees or in performance really does give you tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars more by the time you retire.
Yeah, pennies make pounds, that's for sure. And I mean, imagine having that extra 100 grand at retirement. That could be you're having some holidays, making sure that you're living comfortably, new car at retirement age, or maybe getting a mortgage paid off if you've still got some of that around. But in terms of sticking with the default superannuation from your very first employer, so we start work at the youngest of age, and we get put in a default superannuation fund. I was surprised at the amount of folks, according to your survey at Finder there, Richard, that actually are still with that very first fund. They've never changed.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't that surprised because, yeah, we do this research all the time at Finder. We talk to people about their bank accounts, their home loans, super, and so many Australians do pay that lazy tax. They, you know, most of us, we stick with that bank we had when we were kids, the first super fund when we had our first job. You know, for me, that was the sort of the 2000s, I was, you know, part-time at uni. I had that fund for years. Not a very good fund either, actually, as it turns out. So it's very common. We just sort of stick with the same one. If you've been working for 20, 30 years and you're not getting the best return, that could be a huge sort of missed opportunity. And some people will even see, they make an even bigger mistake, which is they have one super fund. So they switch jobs, their new employer opens a new fund for them, and suddenly they've got two, which means they're paying double the fees and they're not maximising their opportunity to get a higher return.
You know, I went through this mistake, I want to say 15, maybe 20 years ago, Richard, where over a period of very short time, I'd changed jobs a few times and all of a sudden there was umpteen super funds there. And obviously that means that every fund means there were fees and charges coming out for each one, and went through the process of changing it. Do you think that is one of the things that we get caught up on? We think that maybe it is a huge task. It seems complex, so we just don't, and we know that we're going to get something.
Exactly right. Most people, I think, because super is, it's retirement, it always feels far away. It's not something we want to think about too much. So yeah, people do just sort of push it to the side, and it does feel like a complex task. But in reality, it's one of the simplest things you can do. I think the biggest hurdle for a lot of people is just, what's my password for my super fund account? What's my login? Maybe you haven't, you know, it's that simple thing of that first step. Once you get that, then you realize, actually, you go online, you see it all there. You can go on to through MyGov, through the ATO, you can see, here are all my funds. And it's very quick to consolidate. It's a few clicks. Once you've logged in, it's actually just a few clicks of online sort of form.
Yeah, I think a lot of that MyGov stuff has made it so much easier for us, but at least it brings it sort of front of mind. Like, it's there with all your other tax information. It's like, there are the numbers. Do you really want to have all these extra funds? And once you get it done, there's just the one, and then you're really going to have to look once every, you know, so often, have a look and see, well, is that still the best fund or not? But yeah, around a third of people, 32%, said they're still with their first fund from their very first employer. Surprises me, you not so much, Richard. Around 26% say they're with the default one from their current employer. and 41%, it seems, are a little bit more on the ball choosing the fund themselves. So I'm guessing they're the swappers, the changers, the ones that potentially could end up with up to $100,000 more at retirement age, depending on when they started switching.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that's a huge difference, right? It really does. Yeah, it pays to do research, double check, and making a better deal. That makes a big difference.
For sure. All right, losing you a bit there, Richard, but thank you so much for your time on that. The money expert at Finder, Richard Whitten, with a third of us stuck in that set and forget scenario with our superannuation. So always good to do a bit of shopping around and get the best financial advice and hopefully get a little bit more money at retirement time.